Thank you for standing by, and welcome to the Osprey Medical Quarterly Investor Conference Call. All participants are in a listen-only mode. There will be a presentation followed by a question-and-answer session. If you wish to ask a question, you will need to press the star key followed by the number one on your telephone keypad. I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Mike McCormick, Chief Executive Officer. Please go ahead.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, and welcome to Osprey Medical's quarterly results call for the period ending December 31, 2019. Earlier today, Osprey released its Appendix 4C for the fourth quarter of 2019, and I'd like to update you on these results and the growth of our business throughout the quarter. Before diving into the details, I did want to give you a quick summary of the key highlights for the quarter. We had continued sales unit growth in the fourth quarter of 2019 with Divert sales up 36% over the prior corresponding period. Fourth quarter revenues were up 35% over the prior corresponding period. GPO-based revenues were up 45% in Q4 over the prior corresponding period. And in the fourth quarter, net cash used in operating activities was up 3% compared to the third quarter of 2019. We had a closing cash balance of $12.2 million in Australian currency, and on December 31st, 2019, we didn't have any debt. And in the fourth quarter, we entered into advanced discussions with a party interested in OUS or outside of the United States distribution of the Divert in certain markets in Europe. I'd like to give you some additional details and commentary on these accomplishments and what we have done in the fourth quarter of the year. Since it's also the fourth quarter of the year of our financial year, it allows me the opportunity to also give you some total year 2019 compared to total year 2018 comparisons. Those are added to facilitate investors' review of the company's performance on a larger scale. So I'll jump first into the key results from the fourth quarter of 2019. In the fourth quarter, we had unit sales growth, stable selling prices, and strong cash conversion. Divert unit sales in the fourth quarter were at 2,925 units, and that was up 36% on the prior corresponding period. On a full year basis, Divert unit sales reached 11,038 units in 2019, compared to 7,201 units in 2018. That was a growth of 53% year over year in Divert. I did want to add some additional comments regarding the 53% Divert growth in 2019 versus 2018. In this 4C, we did include some additional details on the full year sales results of the three areas of our country that each have six reps in them, and they're managed by regional sales directors. In the full year of 2019, the South, which is Texas, Louisiana, and Alabama, was up 118%. The South represents the largest base of our business. It's the most mature base of our business, and it was nice to see that grow as much as it did. The Northwest is also a nice area for us. It's a little bit younger area, but it grew nicely, and it was up 80%. The East, which is Florida and the East Coast, was an area that was down, unfortunately, and it was down 38%. While we're pleased with the growth in the South, in the northwest area of the United States, the eastern area clearly underperformed. In the second half of 2019, we experienced some staff issues in this area, resulting in the removal of the manager and two customer-facing reps in the eastern area. While this did have a negative impact on sales revenue, we have made new hires in the east, and we expect this area to grow in 2020. Now turning to a little bit of a summary on our group purchasing organizations, or GPOs. The GPOs continue to be a central focus of Osprey's commercial efforts. In the fourth quarter of 2019, total revenues were up 46% compared to the prior corresponding period in the GPOs. On a full year basis in GPO hospitals, Divert unit sales increased 113% in 2019 compared to 2018. And Divert revenues grew by 104% in GPO accounts in 2019 compared to 18. And GPOs represented 62% of Osprey's total business in 2019 versus 45% in 2018. And also in that whole period of 2019, ASPs, the price that the hospital pays for the product, was stable at $350, which is consistent with our contract price. We do pay up to 5% in GPO fees on all GPO revenue on a monthly or quarterly basis, depending upon the GPO. As previously reported, we had 4 GPO contracts throughout all of 2019. And I'm pleased to report in the last 60 days, we've added 2 new GPO contracts. The first is a GPO in Florida, which is the second largest state behind Texas for chronic kidney disease patients in the United States. This area is perfect for Osprey because our mission is to protect those patients with poor kidneys that have to undergo angiograms, and that's the second biggest area state in the United States with those patients. The second contract, the most recent one that was just signed this month, was with the Department of Defense, and it covers the government-owned hospitals in the United States. The pricing is similar in both of these GPO contracts to the other GPO contracts that we have. However, for the Department of Defense contract, we do not pay GPO fees on a monthly or quarterly basis. Both of these contracts are expected to generate revenues in the first quarter of 2020. Outside the GPOs, I'll now comment on other key performance metrics for the fourth quarter period. At the end of the fourth quarter, we had 159 hospitals who had purchased the Divert system, which was up 17% on prior corresponding period. As we look to the future for indicators of continued new customers, we have a very strong pipeline of 28 hospitals in the evaluation to purchase stage, which is up 41% over the prior corresponding period. In the fourth quarter, net revenues were at $955,000, up 34% over the prior corresponding period. Cash receipts were at $948,000, which was up 45% on prior corresponding period. And net cash used in operating activities was up 3% on the fourth quarter, or in the fourth quarter compared to the third quarter of 2019. I do want to make an additional comment about operating net cash used in operating activities. This is a continual focus for the management team, lowering operating expenses. And when we look on a full year basis, in calendar year 2019, the cash used in operating activities was up 1% versus the cash used in all of 2018. Yet during that exact same period, our Divert sales grew by 53%. That's the efforts that we'll have in the future too, to continue to hold operating expenses constant while allowing sales to continue to grow. We ended the quarter with a strong cash balance of $12.2 million Australian with no debt. So the next area I'll turn to is sales personnel in the United States and outside of the United States. In the fourth quarter, we had 25 customer fronting personnel with 18 sales reps and 7 clinical specialists focused on expanding our business. The effectiveness of the sales force continues to improve with average sales per field rep at 124 units, which is up 44% to the prior corresponding period. In the UK and Italy, we've had our pilot commercial efforts going on in 2019. In the UK, we are pursuing the National Institute for Health and Care Excellence, or NICE, recommendation for the Divert system. The Divert has a strong value proposition for lowering the total cost of care for patients at risk of AKI. And our discussions with the NICE organization have been very positive to date based on our submission. In Italy, we have a distributor and we've been gaining commercial traction with our distributor-based sales model. We're also learning very valuable lessons about the keys to market adoption in Europe with the Divert that's sold through this distribution model. We've also added in this quarterly report that Osprey has received inbound interests for exclusive distribution rights for countries outside of the United States. We are in advanced discussions with this party and will update the market as these discussions continue to mature. So this gives you a quick overview of the results of Q4 and some looks at the full year 2019 versus 18. I'd like to now open the call up to any questions for those on hold.
Thank you. If you wish to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone and wait for your name to be announced. If you wish to cancel your request, please press star 2. And if you are on a speakerphone, please pick up the handset to ask your question. Once again, if you wish to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone and wait for your name to be announced. Your first question comes from Chris Williams with Statewide. Please go ahead.
Hi there. Just after some background, I guess, on the changes in staff, please, and also on the impact of sales. Obviously, sales have pretty well flatlined since quarter two. We were told there was a one-off dip in quarter three and that that should stabilise quarter four, but it, you know, looks like sales have stalled.
Yeah, so Chris, thank you very much for your question. So in terms of the first question that you had was in regards to the East and what we experienced in the East area. So we did have some staff issues in the East. We have obviously policies and procedures and expense control procedures, and there was some issues with one of the reps in that area, and that also then moved into one of the managers, and so there was some changes that we had to make there, and then we had one performance issue. So that was the manager and two reps that transitioned, and that did affect our sales. Now, when we look at the three different areas, the South is the biggest area, and the East was a good area. Where it ended up at the end of 2019 was less than 20%. Where it began at the beginning of 2019 was above 30% of the total revenue of the company, and it ended below 20. So that was certainly a disappointing performance. So when we look at the business, you know, we grew 53% in divert units over 2019 versus 18, but we clearly wanted to grow more than that. We did grow quite a bit more than that in the Southeast, in the Southern area, as you could see, 180% growth, and in the Northwest area with 80% growth, but the Eastern area certainly hurt us. So what we have to do is we clearly have to fix those problems that were in the Eastern area and turn that around so that it gets back on the same trajectory that the other two areas are on. And that's absolutely something that management has to do, and we have to turn that around to make sure that that's back on a growth trajectory.
Okay, thanks, Mark. And, I mean, obviously the share price performance has been a train wreck. Where are you at from a fundraising perspective as far as cash balance, new equity?
Yeah, thanks, Chris. I would agree with you. It's been a valuation collapse. Gosh, when I look at if I change our revenues from in 2019 to an Australian basis, gosh, it's over $5 million on an Australian basis in revenue in 2019, and we're trading at just slightly over 2x revenue. So that is a frustration, but clearly, you know, we haven't grown as much as even with 53% growth last year in units, in divert units, that's not as much as we need. We need more than that. So I certainly understand that. In terms of additional capital, that is something that certainly the board of directors is very deeply involved in. We are obviously looking at a number of different avenues for capital raising, and we do expect that in this upcoming quarter, in the quarter that we're in right now, quarter one, we do expect that we will move forward with a financing in the latter part of this quarter.
Okay, thanks, Mike. And I mean, how confident are you that sales are going to improve with these new GPOs and also the potential for the European news on distribution?
You know, it's a really good question. So, you know, Chris, the reason why we show the South and the North is there's six people in each of those, so six in every area. So, gosh, the South is the biggest area that we have, and it grew 118% last year. So clearly the business is growing and we're adding more customers to it, and we've got to quit shooting ourselves in the foot with an area like the East where we have some personnel issues that are really damning. Do I think we can do that? Yes, I absolutely think we can do that. We have flagged, obviously, an OUS opportunity. And let me qualify why we flagged it. In the past four Cs, the last two four Cs, we've indicated that we were evaluating opportunities to expand distribution, not direct, but distribution-based opportunities outside of the United States. Particularly when you look at Europe, there's some really good opportunities there. And we've been pleased with the pilot experience that we've had, so that's why we've been looking aggressively. So in this 4C, we did flag that it's more than just looking. There's inbound interest, and that's at now at a very high level. So we did want to flag that because it's moved from just inquiry and looking as a company to something that's further along than that. So do I believe that we will have increasing revenues of a substantial nature for Osprey coming from outside of the United States? I do believe that. I believe that will certainly happen in 2020 and that in later part of 2020 and early 21 as this as all the details of this come forward.
Okay, thanks, Mark.
You bet.
Thank you. Your next question comes from Ian Moore, private investor. Please go ahead.
I think my question's been answered, so I'll let it to the next person. Thank you.
Thanks, Ian.
Thank you. Your next question comes from Ian Hyde, shareholder. Please go ahead.
Yes, hello, Mike, and thanks for taking my call. Just regarding growth, some time ago, obviously, with the arrangement with Premier and their burden of illness study and the collaboration with their Quest members, in the last quarter, there was only five hospitals that have signed up. Is there any colour or information you can put around that? Because I guess on the outside looking in, it seemed like that collaboration with that specific data hopefully would have given acceleration with hospital uptake with new hospitals signing up and therefore increasing the depth of use of the product also in other hospitals, but it doesn't seem to be occurring, obviously taking into account what you've said with the different areas in the US, but it just seems to have really not delivered what we would have hoped as a shareholder.
Yeah, it's a really good question. So here's, you know, I guess the way I would address this is a couple of different things. So first off, you know, on a GPO basis, the revenues, we signed the Premier deal, for example, Premier. We signed the Premier deal in December of 2018. So we had it in 2019. And certainly a lot of our revenue, not all of it, but a lot of the revenue in the GPO category is coming from Premier. And we did have 41% growth versus last year, and then the GPO revenue on a year-over-year basis was up quite a bit at 113%. But specifically now, just to Premier, and how fast is Premier going? Is there worries that, you know, that we have that Premier is not moving fast enough? I would obviously be misleading if I said that I love Premier's growth, and it always pleases. You know, as a CEO, you always want stuff to grow faster. I will say that the GPOs is the fastest area, growing area for Osprey, and I do believe that Premier can grow faster, and we do have quite a few strategies that are focused primarily on Premier and Premier hospitals. One of the key building blocks is obviously, as you mentioned, the Quest program that shows them the burden of illness, shows them how much it's costing them. Another key building block there is not only showing what it costs them, how much it's costing them for AKI, but showing that our product actually helps solve that problem. So that is publication that is currently in the works, that's been submitted, hasn't been accepted yet for publication, but as you can imagine, you know, describing the problem, the cost of the problem is one thing, but when you can marry that with, here are hospitals who have adopted this solution, and this is how much it's saving them and cutting the problem, that certainly is another sales tool that helps accelerate. So we do expect that will be published this year. Hasn't been published yet, but we do expect that to be published. And clearly, that's a big focus for us, is to continue to promote within Premier peer-reviewed scientific journal articles that expound the benefits of our product to reduce that burden of illness that they've so aptly described. So there is no doubt that literature, primary papers, do help drive adoption. And so while we have seen uptake, certainly from the burden of illness, we do see the next tranche of uptake coming through evidence creation that our products are driving that cost, that burden of illness down.
Okay, so do you have any idea when we could expect to have that manuscript published?
It's a good question. What I can tell you is it's been submitted, and these things are difficult to predict, but I would guess, and this is a complete guess. Now, it's educated guess, I guess, for my part, but sometime in the second quarter of this year. Very hard to predict those things, publishing of those things.
Okay, sure. Thank you.
Thank you. Once again, if you wish to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone and wait for your name to be announced. Your next question comes from Anthony Chandler, private investor. Please go ahead.
Hi, Mike. I'm inquiring about when you next expect to achieve the break-even point. A couple of years ago, you were talking about it being late 2020. With the struggling to increase your sales over the last year, when's your next expected break-even point?
Yeah, thanks, Anthony, for the question. So, you know, what we reported in 2019 was that we expected to reach cash flow positive in 2022, in the time frame of 2022. Prior to 2019, yes, we did think it would be happening faster back in 2018, 2017. We did expect it to come in sooner than 2022. But as we stood last year and as we stand today, we still stand behind the guidance that we will make it to cash flow positive in calendar year 2022. So that's where our outlook is right now, to be a cash flow positive in 2022.
Okay, thanks very much.
Thank you. There are no further questions at this time. That does conclude our conference for today. Thank you for participating. You may now disconnect.